Welcome to the Project Management Audio Library, recordings of book readings and live seminars by some of the leading experts in project management and related fields. For more information on this series, visit our website at pm-audiobooks.com. And now, our featured speaker.
Idol was futurist. You know, so I'd love to get a job like that. I predict what the future might be. And back in, the late 2000 and 2001, you know, the market started to kind of go down and people were starting to struggle and businesses were starting to fail and dot-coms were turning into dot-bombs and all that. They were having this discussion and one manager said to the other, so how's things going with your business? And he said, well, you know, the future, you know, it isn't what it used to be, okay? And you think about that, and it is true. Things, we can't predict much anymore, can we? We really can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, look at the stock market. Look at, things that are going around in the world. I mean, everything's a lot of uncertainty. So there's a lot more attention being focused on risk. So I'm thinking future project manager. Okay, project management has been around for a long time. If you read any book on project management, a lot of them talk about project management being used by the Egyptians to build the pyramids and things like that, right? Maybe not by aliens, but by, you know, project managers, okay, who could be aliens too, so. But anyway, I'm thinking, well, that was thousands and thousands of years ago, and then I was thinking, you know, I do a presentation called Project Management in the Movies, where I take film clips and kind of represent project management the way it would be seen in the movies, not how the movie is made, but in the movies, like Bridge on the River Kwai and The Flight of the Phoenix, Armageddon.